two main painting styles that come to my mind are still life paintings and abstract paintings. One type of painting technique, still life, attempts to replicate a photo or an object with minute detail and accuracy. However, on the other hand, abstract or impressionism uses a much broader stroke of artistic interpretation, yet still conveys a message or a picture. It may take a few minutes at looking at an abstract painting to come to the meaning and the conclusion of what the author intended for the painting to depict. I have learned over time to appreciate both types of artwork and to understand their places in the realm of art. Neither one is wrong, and both have their benefits. I also believe this analogy carries over into scriptural prophecy. One type of prophecy that occurs in the Gospels is the literal fulfillment types of prophecy. Matthew 2 verse 6, where the author Matthew quotes Micah 5:2, and this is a direct fulfillment. Jesus' birthplace is predicted hundreds of years in advance and is fulfilled exactly as foretold. The prophet speaks of Bethlehem in the land of Judah, from whom a ruler will shepherd the people of Israel. Incidentally, Jesus could not have planned this fulfillment. You can't plan where you're born. I had no choice in the matter of where I was born. Therefore, Jesus could not have sat down and said, I'm going to be the Messiah and be born here. That's ridiculous. Therefore, this prophecy carries with it a lot of weight and is a direct fulfillment, like a still life painting. It copies exactly what's in the Old Testament. And I would equate this type of prophecy with a detailed replication type of painting. Another type of prophecy is typological. An example of this would be found in Matthew 2, verse 15, where it says, "Out of Egypt I called my son." The author in the New Testament sees a divine foreshadowing or event in the Old Testament. And the context in the Old Testament is God is calling Israel out of Egypt. Now, Jesus is seen in the New Testament as the new Israel, or as the fulfillment. So the author in the New Testament, Matthew, picks up on this, and though these prophecies are not detailed in description, they still are relevant and qualify as prophecy. They depict pictures or connections of the Messiah, which the inspired authors used here. I would compare this type of prophecy with impressionistic art. I would also include verses such as Matthew 2, 16 through 18, and Matthew 2, 23. Both are right, and both have their beauty and their place in the realm of Scripture and apologetics.